Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Are there any traces of COVID left in your body?
Nope.
You tell true?
I'm telling the truth. This is zero gone. You know what's funny? The last podcast, I was like, I'm not sick.
Yeah. 4 hours later, I got COVID. I had the mask on, and I was like, yeah. I was thinking, too. I was like, I bet he's not even sick. Why am I even wearing this?
Yeah. But I was asymptomatic.
Asymptomatic. Yeah. You would be.
Yeah, you know.
You give off asymptomatic vibes.
Anyways,
for sure.
I was supposed to get my blood test. I was so excited.
Mm-hmm.
I had to reschedule it.
Dang.
So I got to wait another month.
What? A whole month?
Yeah, March. That was the next appointment.
Oh.
At least with the same doctor. I like to keep the same doctor.
Yeah.
You look tired.
I am. It's because Aaron's birthday.
Yeah.
Aaron's birthday was... Actually, it was like yesterday, so we slept over and then we like stayed up late. They stay up pretty late.
No way.
I didn't think they were a midnight, 1 a.m. kind of couple.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
What are they doing? Just working? Or just chilling?
Yeah, just chilling, watching anime, hanging out.
Oh.
I thought they would, if I looked at them and I was like, oh yeah, they go to sleep at like 10
9,
p.m. for
yeah,
sure.
9 p.m.
Yeah, 9 p.m.
What time do you sleep?
Probably like 1, is on average, probably 1.
Okay.
But I'm in bed by like 11 probably.
What time did you sleep last night? I slept at 3.
Why?
I just couldn't sleep.
I think it was
the ice cream, dude. Because Aaron's thing didn't end till like 11. Didn't get home till like 12, 12-ish.
Yep.
And then I had couldn't sleep. It was the ice cream. I ate a lot of ice cream before the escape room.
I ate ice cream after the escape room.
Dang.
You know, okay, so for Aaron's birthday, we went to escape rooms and we played one and we beat the record.
Mm-hmm.
They said there was a long-standing record for that room and our group beat it. So we were like, well, we beat it. We're done pretty fast. Should we play another one? And they're like, yeah. And we played that one.
Mm-hmm.
And it also had a long-standing record. And what happened?
And we beat it.
We beat it again.
I think we're just good at escape rooms. I think we just have good chemistry.
I think so. I think we're good at letting others take the lead, and then we're taking the lead at some points.
Yep.
Do you like escape rooms?
I love escape rooms. I haven't done them in a while, though. I used to do them a long time. A lot.
They used to be a lot wilder back when they first started happening.
What do you mean wilder? Or like trendy?
No, just things went, like when I went to the first one I ever went to, it was the craziest one I ever went to. I never went to another crazy one as crazy as that because I'm pretty sure they put laws in place or something.
Oh.
But we went and there was like, they would come and like grab you and put you against a wall. And then they like, and then when you sign up, they look at your name and then they go to your Facebook and take all these pictures of you and put you like in the book.
There's like actors.
Yeah, there's actors.
Yeah.
And you had to do disgusting things. Like you had, and like, it was just a lot. But I think they realized, oh, this is getting popular. We can't do this every single time somebody books this room.
Yeah, we can't just abuse these people every single time.
Yeah, so now it's just like, boo, oh, look behind the bookshelf. All right.
I did a crazy one. It's called Minotaur.
Yeah.
Like a giant-ass Minotaur came out of nowhere. And then you just have to go through this labyrinth and finding puzzles and stuff. It's pretty scary.
I like the one we did on Wasabi Productions with the church one or something. And then the guy was stuck in the cage.
Oh, yeah.
That was a fun one.
Yeah. And then the guy was like, oh, how come I'm not getting paid for this? And I remember there was this drama or something.
Oh, yeah. Because we were filming and he wanted to be
like,
paid.
Wait, you guys are filming this? Where's my compensation? I'm like,
yeah.
Well, we talked to your manager. He said it was okay. So you got to talk to your manager. It's not us. What are you crazy?
Hey, but wait, you want to get paid more for what you're going to do anyways?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Anyways, I got these things the other day.
Ooh.
It's since I have plantar fasciitis, I do this thing. It just like stretches your...
Alexis wears those.
No way.
Yeah.
Not
those exact ones, but the same thing. They're like, hers are like white and smaller.
For nails or just for...
For plantars.
Oh, no way.
I think she has it too, yeah.
It's good for shin splints.
Do you feel it immediately?
Do I feel it immediately? No.
What does it do? Just spreads
it
your
just
piggies?
It spreads your thing to... be normal.
So plantar fasciitis is when you have, when you're too much like this?
No, too, this thing is inflamed. This thing right here.
So what does that do? Just spread your toes? Just
spreads my toes, kind of stretches it a little bit to be more natural.
Okay.
I know.
Okay.
Okay, I have a personality a thing.
Okay.
It's like a whole like trivia quiz. I just wanna know your personality thing.
Did you do it already?
I did a long time
and
ago.
And was it crazy?
It was crazy.
Okay.
You do this, you know, the box personality test?
It sounds familiar.
I feel like you've done it.
I don't know.
Let's try it again.
Let's go. Okay, imagine a box. Let's get weird. Okay.
Imagine a box.
Mm-hmm.
Describe that box.
What's
it made out of? How big is it?
Oh, I was thinking. Okay. A giant invisible force field of a box, like from Fantastic Four would use.
Okay, hold on. Let me just make sure I'm doing this
okay.
this thing right. Or like,
whoa, I don't know what is going on right now.
Okay, you got your box? So it's a big,
giant
invisible box.
Force field box, yeah.
Okay, very good. Okay, now think of what's around the box. Think of the field around the box.
Okay.
What's the field filled with? What are the surroundings like in the box? Around the box.
Oh, around the box.
Where's the box in? So can you describe that to me?
I think the box is in the middle of my own personal compound, and around it are other places like a gym and a massage place and the podcast and my stream room and my family and friends.
So everything you just love and you're comfortable with is around your box. All right, cool.
Yeah.
Now think of a ladder. Right.
Okay.
Where's the ladder in respective to like your area in the field? Okay. Is it like in your compound? Where is it?
The ladder is tokidoki on my box, and then tokidoki, like it's like a rope ladder you can pull up.
Oh, what's todoroki?
Oh, tokidoki means sometimes in Japanese.
Oh, todoroki.
Is that right? Yeah, I just learned it.
Okay, cool. So tokidoki desu. Onegaishimasu. Toro desu ka?
Onegaishimasu. So it's just one of those, you know, those pull-up ladders in like TV shows where you can put, and so that's it. You can do that in my box.
Okay.
You can throw it out the window and then you can climb down.
Okay, now think of a horse.
Think of a horse?
Now have a horse in your scenario.
Okay.
Okay. What color is the horse? What's the horse doing? Where is it in relation to your box?
He is a white horse.
Ooh.
With a black thingy. You know, the hair thingy?
Yeah, the mane. Gucci mane.
The mane. The is black, and he is actually at the massage parlor.
Okay, the horse is in the massage parlor?
Yeah, they have a lot of muscles.
Yeah.
In my compound.
All right.
Yes.
Okay, now think of flowers. How about flowers? Where are the flowers? How many are there? Where are they?
The flowers are in the hands of my loved ones in my compound that are hanging out at my compound, my family and friends.
Oh, so and they're holding your flowers.
They're holding my flowers.
Okay.
And then what was the question?
How many are there?
Oh, everybody has a dozen.
Dude, your scenario is so unique.
Yeah.
Compared to like all the other people that ask.
I'm excited to see what the answers could be. Like, what does this mean? What does the flowers mean?
It's
what's the horse
like,
mean?
It'll tell a lot about you.
Okay.
All right, now think about what's the weather? What's the weather like? Is it raining? Is it sunny? Is it foggy? Is it what?
It's about probably 78 degrees. Light breeze.
Light breeze?
And like semi-cloudy so that nobody gets sunburned.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Last question.
Mm.
Okay, think of a storm. What is the distance between the storm and the cube? Is it a big storm? Is it passing through? Has it gone by?
It is a big storm, but it's in the distance behind a mountain, and it doesn't statistically never makes it over the mountain.
Oh.
Like in holes.
So it doesn't make it to your compound?
No, but you can see it in the distance. But it's on the other side of the mountain.
But it's just there.
Yeah.
It'll never get to you. but
it'll never get to me.
You just always see it.
Maybe at the end of the movie, like in Holes, but only one time.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You ready for your results?
Oh yeah. Let's see. I'm so excited. I don't know what you're about to say.
You remember your answers to my questions?
Kinda, mostly.
Okay. Your field. You remember your field?
Yep.
Elaborate one more time.
It was a compound full of my favorite things, and my family and friends are enjoying everything, like the massage parlor, the salon, the gym, all that stuff.
Okay, so the field represents your mind.
Oh.
The size of it represents your knowledge.
Ooh.
And how vast your personality is.
Oh.
So, since you have a lot of things happening, like the gym.
ADHD.
Yes.
Hey.
There's a lot of things. You're like, you gotta make sure you're set.
Yeah.
You know, always prepped. You got this ready. You got that ready. You're ready to go. And the condition of your field, what was the condition? Just a compound?
Yeah, it's just nice. Everybody can just enjoy it.
There you go. That's the condition of what your personality looks like, first glance.
I just look like a fun time.
Yeah, there we go.
Oh, okay.
You're like,
okay.
This guy looks fun. He has probably has a massage parlor in there somewhere waiting for me. He's probably gonna treat me out to a massage
wait after
parlor.
The horrors.
Yeah.
Okay. This is a cool game.
Yeah, I can see that. You're like, you want to go to? You guys get a massage?
Yeah.
No, seriously.
Yeah.
You do that. Okay. Ready for your cube?
Yeah.
Okay. The cube represents you.
Mm.
Okay. Let me go in more detail. The size of the cube.
Mm-hmm.
What's the size?
It's a big force field box, invisible box.
The size of the cube represents your ego.
Oh, no. It's like house size is what I was thinking. Like the size of a house.
You said you. Oh, that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. The surface of the cube represents what is visibly observable about your personality.
Oh, I'm see-through.
You are see-through. I guess people would just... You don't hide no secrets.
I just got wear my heart on my sleeve.
Yeah, people just like, oh, dude, there we go.
Toki doki.
The texture of the cube represents your nature.
The texture?
I guess. If it's smooth, you're a gentle person. If it's rough, you're straightforward. Invisible, you're...
I guess it's like, you know, in like a fourth, it's like, boom. Like, whatever that texture is, like, whoa, it's just a wall, I guess.
I guess. Like, it's smooth, you're a gentle person.
All right.
The ladder.
What? Oh, yeah, the ladder.
So it's Todoroki to your house, right? Okay, the ladder represents two aspects of your life.
Yeah.
Your goals and your friendships, all right?
The ladder is my goals, my friendships, okay?
Okay, let's look at what the ladder is. Okay, so the ladder, is it a long ladder?
Yeah.
So the long ladder, your goals are more far-fetched and difficult to obtain.
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna be number one on Twitch for sure.
Okay, where's the ladder at? Is it?
It's one of those rope ladders you can throw out the window. So it's hanging out. It's
hanging out of your box.
Yeah, hanging out.
Okay, so the distance of the ladder to your box. So here we go. If it's near or on your box, you're putting maximum effort and focus into achieving your goals.
Number one, baby.
There we go.
Here we go. We're gonna be co-number ones.
There we go. Okay, here we go. Okay, what's next? The horse.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, white horse, big white horse getting a massage.
Yeah.
With a black mane.
Yeah. He's not like a big one. He's like the main character of an anime where he's strong, but he's not like one of the big guys.
Okay, so it's grazing.
Yeah.
It's basic grazing. So the horse, you ready for this?
Mm.
Represents your ideal partner.
Oh.
So you said a white male horse.
No,
he said he is. What's up? You said he.
I don't know if I said he. Maybe.
No, he said he.
Maybe.
I heard he.
Okay.
So your ID partner, if it's grazing, is calm and fully committed to you.
Okay. Well, he's not grazing. He's getting a massage, or she's getting a massage.
Okay, same thing. Grazing. Okay, that's the only thing that I have here. I only have three options. And then the white horse represents you value loyalty and trust more than anything
because
else.
Because it's white?
Yeah.
Wait, I value loyalty and trust more than anything else?
More than anything else in the relationship.
Huh.
That's what it says.
What about the black mane?
There's no black mane, but if it's a black horse...
I need a little wild side.
The black... Oh, I guess so. Okay, there's... If the horse is black, Your idea partner is dominant, seductive, and sophisticated.
Oh, dang.
So a little bit of, since a little bit. Just a little bit of like dominant and seductive.
Freak. I'm a little bit of a freak, a little bit. Okay.
All right. Here we go.
Okay.
Next one is the flowers.
I keep forgetting there's more. Okay. Oh, yeah, the flowers, yes.
So your families... And your family and friends have flowers?
12 dozen. Yeah, they're all holding flowers.
Okay, the flowers.
What?
It's pretty sweet. It represents your family and friends.
Oh.
The number of flowers reflects your popularity, and their location indicates how close you are with your social groups.
So the flowers are my friends and loved ones, and in the scenario, my friends and loved ones are holding the flowers. And they have 12 each, it's a lot.
Yes, that means you really value your friends and loved ones.
Dang, yes, that is a good game.
Yeah,
there's no more, right?
No, there's the weather.
Oh, the weather! No way! This is a great game. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, the weather. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, what was the weather? One more time.
Somebody clip this. I want to watch it back later. Mm-hmm. Or I guess I could watch the podcast. what was the... Oh, the weather. It was...
78 degrees.
78 degrees, clear, a light breeze, slightly cloudy, so nobody gets sunburned, and there's a big storm on the other side of the mountain in the distance.
Got it.
He's not going to come. It's not going to get us.
Understood. Okay, the weather reflects your general outlook in life. So you say it's sunny. If it's sunny, clear, you are optimistic and carefree.
Let's go.
But you said a little bit of wind, right? Breeze?
Yeah, a light good breeze.
So
good
the wind, breeze. Though you tend to worry about your future issues.
Yep.
You generally don't let them get you down for long.
No.
Right?
Because I forget, not because I'm like, oh, you know what? I'm over it. Mm-hmm. I just forget and then I can move on.
And then you say a little clouds?
Just like light clouds, just so there's no sunburn going on.
Okay, light clouds. Clouds mean uncertainty in life and maybe struggling with your identity a little bit. True? Not true.
Well, I said he. I don't know.
Okay.
Wow.
And the last one is the storm.
Yeah.
So you see the storm, never comes to you.
I can see it in the distance, though.
Okay, here we go. If it's in the background, okay, if it's just there,
yeah,
the storm represents stress.
Ah.
Yep, stress of what you're feeling in life at this moment.
Okay.
So right now, if you see it in the distance, in the background, it says, any obstacles that might be causing you grief are not in the forefront of your mind.
Yeah.
So you're good at managing your anxiety. Is that true?
I think so. I'm good at just staying away from topics that cause me stress.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just like, oh, yeah, oh, no. When the big thing happened with the guy I fired,
oh,
I was just like, okay, I just tried to stay away from the conversation and like just there's nothing I could do about it. It's in the past. It sucks. He sucks. But I just don't think about it. Don't talk about it.
But you said the storm eventually goes through, right?
No, it doesn't.
It never does.
Every once in a while.
Okay. Every once in a while. Okay. So
just like holes, like every once a decade or something.
Okay. So if that happens.
Yeah.
It says, while you're not immune to the stress.
Yeah.
You know that all things must pass.
Yeah.
And there you go. That's your personality test.
Dang. I feel like my answers were too specific.
I mean, it made sense.
It did. That's crazy that I just like. Oh, where's the storm? I was like, oh, it's off in the distance. It's not going to get here, though. Right now, it's great. And then that's crazy that it fits.
Dude, people listening, watching, search up the Cube personality test and try yourself.
Oh, I'm going to do it to Alexis tonight for sure.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it on stream after a couple shots.
What if her horse is good? She's going to say, so my horse, she's in the massage parlor.
She'll be like, my horse, yeah.
Yeah, so she's there.
She's, I'm like, hey, maybe we should compare answers and maybe we need to talk about something. I don't know.
Oh, do you know the three animal personality tests?
What? How many tests do you got?
Okay, three here animals. We go. This one's very simple.
Okay.
Okay, everyone follow along. Okay, in your head, listening, watching, chat, you can do this.
Yep.
So think of an animal.
Mm-hmm.
What is that animal?
Oh, I didn't think about it. Oh, chipmunk.
A chipmunk.
Yeah.
Okay. You can't choose a chipmunk.
Okay.
Think of an animal now.
Zebra.
Zebra. Okay, you can't choose a zebra.
Oh, come on, man.
Think of an animal now.
Whippoorwill.
Whippoor-what?
Whippoorwill. It's a bird native to North Carolina, and it sounds like mostly in the Outer Banks.
All right. Cool. Lock it in.
Got it.
All right. So, first animal. Are you ready? It was a chipmunk.
Yep.
The first animal represents how you think other people see you.
Oh.
So you think other people like see you as a chipmunk.
Chipmunks can be dangerous, man.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They can. They vicious. They'll get you. Try to take my nuts, and you're going to get got.
Already?
Yep.
Second animal, you said zebra.
Zebra.
All right. The second animal represents how people actually see you.
As a zebra. Oh, because I'm half Filipino, half white. I'm mixed.
Yeah.
So people see me and they're like, oh, he's mixed.
Yeah. And the whippoorwill. Ready? The whippoorwill represents who you actually are.
I'm just flying high.
There you go.
Whippoorwill.
Nice and easy.
Yeah.
It's not as detailed as the cube, but.
I don't know anything about the whippoorwill except for that it sounds like that. Because whenever we got the house at Outer Banks, you just hear that whistle everywhere all the time. They're like, because a whippoorwill. That's why they call it that.
Yeah, that's why you think you're, that's who you are.
What's a bob white?
What?
Isn't that a bird too?
A bob white?
A bob white.
Sounds like a white man.
I would look it up, but my phone's streaming, so.
Oh, I got you.
Whippoorwill. Wait, bob white. That does sound like.
Bob white. What
bird.
Is it?
Yeah.
A bob white.
It's a bird?
It is a, yeah, it's a bird.
Hey!
A northern bob white. It is a type of quail.
A quail.
It's a small, plump bird, brown and white and black, speckled plumage.
Plumage. Yeah. You know plumage?
I don't.
It's like the feathers that like.
Okay.
Like plume.
I grew up in the Philippines. I don't know like.
Do you have any animals in the Philippines that you don't see here ever?
A tarsier.
You saw that?
No, I mean,
oh, okay.
When I went for vacation, but not like in my area. Manananggal? They don't have aswang.
Aswang, yeah. Aswang. Oh, you seen one?
No.
Oh, okay.
You know, I used to raise pigeons in the Philippines.
Did you? You won?
I didn't win.
Toki doki?
I just raised a whole bunch of pigeons, like Mike Tyson.
You were.
Yeah.
Wait. You said you raced.
No, raised.
Oh.
Like, I...
I was like, dude, you could easily beat pigeons in a race. I was like, can they fly or are they running too? Because you're definitely going to win that one.
No, I had like a... My uncle built like a little pigeon like cage house thing.
Yeah.
And then I just took care of pigeons.
How many?
At least 10.
Do you remember any of their names?
I didn't name them. I was like, oh, hey... But I was like watching them, and then I remember one of them hatched an egg, and then I just all of a sudden saw like a baby pigeon. I was like, oh, and they started flying.
What?
Like, yo,
wait, what are you talking about?
The pigeons.
You said one day you came outside, you saw they laid an egg, and then it turned into a bird like right there, and flying right there.
No. Like,
okay.
Over time. But it was cool. I used to like clip their wings so they wouldn't fly to.
Oh.
Yeah, it was fun. It doesn't hurt them.
Oh, they don't mind.
But it was. I miss it.
So if you just clip the ends of the feathers, the wing feathers, they can't fly?
Mm-mm.
And it's just feathers.
It's just feathers, but they grow back eventually.
And it's just the tips.
It's just the tips of. It's like the cuticles in your nails.
What? Yeah. And then I guess. There's some kind of mechanism. I bet there's something in those specific wings, feather wings. Like, it's not in the same... Like, the feathers on their back don't have what the feathers in their wings have. And when you take that off,
yeah,
they can't fly.
Yeah. Dang. Nah, anyways, I didn't mean to do this personality thing on you. So
I liked it.
You did?
It was interesting. I feel like it was pretty accurate.
Yeah.
And, like, anybody that plays, it's going to be pretty accurate, and you're going to learn a lot about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember any of the results you had from back in the day? Since you can't do it because you know it.
I don't remember. I wish I did. I remember my box was a GameCube.
Oh, what?
Yeah, I was like, what's your box? Oh, like a GameCube. The same
color. You
have
color. A tiny little ego? Isn't that what the house is ego, right?
Yeah. The GameCube, I don't know. It's just the GameCube. That's all I remember.
You don't remember the ladder?
The ladder... I think the ladder was on top of the GameCube.
Does that bring us to our first ad?
Oh, our first ad today is BetterHelp.
Is it?
It is.
Hey, let's go! This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp.
What are some of your relationship green flags, Alex?
That's hard because nobody ever thinks about green flags. It's always red flag, red flag. Yeah. Example, please.
My green flag. You're right.
Can you use it in a sentence?
Okay. My green flag in a relationship is when my significant other loves me.
There you go. That's your significant other's green flag.
What?
That's her green flag, not your green flag.
Wait, hold on. Am I reading this wrong?
Green flag, it's about your green flag. So what's a good things about you?
Oh, about me?
Yeah. Well,
my
I guess
green flags.
It kind of makes sense. Yeah.
Oh,
so
my
like,
green flag.
My green flags are if you ask me, I will be there. I will help you. But otherwise, I'm oblivious, so I could be just zoned out looking at the wall. But if you're like, hey, can you help me with this? I'm like, yep. And then I go.
Aww,
that's a green flag.
That's a great flag. My green flag is I will always try to be there for you.
There you go. That's similar.
Try.
Yeah.
Try.
Try. That's
not
all
always.
That's all you can ask for.
That really is, though.
Yeah.
I'm so like, oh, crap, you got... You need help? Oh. Green flags are super important in relationships because even though they're red flags, you always gotta, you know.
You can't focus on those.
Exactly.
It's bad.
You have to like recognize the green ones.
Yeah.
And appreciate it.
Yeah, you're focusing on the negative when you should focus on the positive.
Like, yeah, like I like doing dishes. That
yeah.
helps. I like quality time.
Yeah.
Quality time is a huge green flag of mine. I will do my best to have some quality time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're good at that. Like when he's not working, you can tell he's just not in work mode at all. He's focused on the moment. I'm just like everywhere. So when I'm working, I'm thinking about other stuff. And when I'm not working, I'm thinking about working. So
no
I'm everywhere. Like, bah, 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 bah. We were at an escape room yesterday. And like in the middle of a heated decision with eight of us running around and we're almost done. And I was like, hey, Roy, guess what? I learned this new thing about streaming. Like you're not supposed to stream within 3 hours of it if you do it twice in a row.
I'm like, Alex, like, what's the code?
And he's like, tell me the code. The phone's going to go off.
I don't care if I'm streaming right
Hurry!
Now.
It's because I've trained myself just growing up with ADHD. I'm like, oh, if I think of something interesting or if I remember I got to tell somebody something or I got to do something,
yeah.
I got to do it now or it's not going to happen. So, yeah, but we still beat the record two times in a row, baby!
And good thing there's BetterHelp because there's always someone that, you know, you could talk to about just anything.
And they have 5 million clients worldwide
mm-hmm.
and 30,000 credentialed, experienced therapists
mm-hmm.
probably in your location.
Yeah, honestly, I have to go to therapy again pretty soon. It's been a crazy January with all the fires.
You've done two?
What do you mean? Sessions?
Yeah.
Two? Yeah.
So this is the third one coming up?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Nice.
So it's going to be crazy. January is crazy with all the fires.
Yep.
I just got COVID.
Yep. Everybody's sick.
Everyone's sick?
Everybody's sick.
No
way. I have friends that are posting on their Instagram stories saying, hey, get your flu shots because this is the worst I've ever felt in my entire life.
Whoa.
I've never had a flu or the cold this bad.
Yep. And that could be taxing to the mentals.
Yeah.
So good thing we got BetterHelp.
Let's go.
So discover your relationship green flags and your green flags in general with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/spicefruit to get 10% off your first month. That is BetterHelp.com/spicefruit. BetterHelp.com/spicefruit. Boom.
Oh, you did it.
We did it.
We did it.
Hand in hand, we can...
Okay, you know what I did?
What?
Huh. 2 days ago.
What? I feel like a confession's about
Pablo
to come out.
Pablo knows those up.
What'd he do?
So I went golfing.
Yeah.
All right? And I really had to pee. The bathroom was very far away.
Yeah.
So you know what I did? I peed in the woods.
Of course.
Right?
Like a real man.
Yep. So I was peeing. And all of a sudden, I had to fart. And guess what I did?
No, you didn't.
I pants.
No, you
I dookied on my underwear.
No, you didn't.
I was like, oh. Because you know when it's like a fart, it's a fart, but then you know when you pants,
it
gets like blobby.
Yep, yep.
Warm
yep.
and blobby. I'm like,
because it's in the cheeks.
Yes.
Yeah.
Warm and blobby.
It's like I call it the Hershey.
Oh, yeah. The Hershey.
Hershey.
So I went back.
Oh, Hershey's.
Ew.
Yeah.
So I walked back to where Pablo and Carlos was there too.
Yeah.
I was like, yo.
What hole were you on?
I don't know. Probably like 14.
You were in the middle of it? Oh.
In the middle. We were literally in the middle. I was like, yo. Carlos was like, what's up? I just I was like, cover me, cover me. I have to take off my underwear. So Carlos was like, okay, good, good. So he took off his little jacket.
Yeah.
He just made a little cover for me. And I just stripped naked.
He's like, I used to work for this guy.
So I was just butt naked in the golf course. And then I was like, took my underwear, put my thing in.
And what'd you do with the underwear?
I threw it in the trash can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I
was
looking
at. I was like, that's
last time I did it, I was at Alexis's parents' house.
Oh.
And it was like
December.
Yeah. It was like a month ago or something, 2 months ago. And I was, I thought it was a fart. And I was on the way to the bathroom because I was like, oh, I thought it was a little fart. And then I would go in the bathroom. But it wasn't. It was ready already. And I didn't know.
Did you?
It's my red flag.
That is.
That I might.
Every month I go thinking, am I going to this month? Obviously, it's. The month just started, so I'll try again next month, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I did, and then I did the same thing. I just took it off and threw it in the bottom of their trash.
So you did Commando as well the
yep.
whole night?
Yep.
I played the rest of Commando.
Did you? You're like, whoa, my swing is better. It's like John Tucker, like when you wear the banana hammock, it gives you more momentum.
No, it got worse.
No.
The thing was, I was wearing camo pants, and then Pablo made a comment. It's like, oh, you're wearing nothing. I was like, well, I'm wearing camo pants. It's like, no, you're wearing kind of... Oh, yeah.
Like this. Dang, I only went golfing with you once. But how often do you go?
I haven't been since November, ever since I knocked out Chopper.
But then you did it this recently.
Yes.
So it's been like over a month.
No, like 3 months.
Oh, November.
November.
Oh.
Beginning of November. November, oh, December, dang. January. Yeah, 3 months.
Have you talked about that?
What?
What happened with the chopper?
No, I don't think I should.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. You got rid of but you still golfing?
Yeah, I'm still golfing.
I should go, because I only went with you when I had Andrew with me.
Oh, yeah.
And I was, like, vlogging, so I couldn't focus.
Yeah, just go with us. Do a regular course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to come.
Aaron went with us on Monday. He had a good time. Okay. You guys are like similar skill levels. He did fine.
I feel like I'm okay off the tee, but after that, it's just like a 50-50 shot.
Nah, you got it.
Okay.
You got it.
All right.
It's pretty chill.
All right.
Yeah.
What do you got to do today?
Today. Well, I'm debating whether to stream or not.
Yeah.
But I may 50-50. I kind of want to do some admin work just to...
Ah.
Because I have to like... I haven't done that in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Just behind, like, I gotta back-end go.
Stuff?
Huh?
Just like back-end stuff?
I like back-end stuff, like edit videos,
yeah.
Trying to figure out how to clip stuff. I'm trying to like make things more automated without putting more, you know, workflow in my schedule. So I kind of want to figure that out.
So do you upload VODs?
I don't upload VODs.
On Twitch either?
Twitch is just there. It's just
So anybody can watch it?
Yeah, anyone can watch
it. Not subscriber, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I don't care.
Oh, okay, so, but you... do you monetize them or no?
You can monetize VODs?
Oh, I don't know.
Is that a thing?
I don't know.
Cause
probably not. I think it's probably just for they can. I don't. Maybe I don't know.
Let's see. Cause if I can monetize,
cause you
VODs,
had that one big one where it's like 500,000 views on it.
Yeah.
I wonder if
can you.
I know you can make it for subscribers. That's like a very. That's what most
VODs
people do
on Twitch.
Oh, that's probably why, because they don't have to subscribe. That's why you don't have the subscriptions.
The what?
You said you want to work on your sub game. It's because they don't have incentive to sub because yours is available for everybody.
No, I just switch it back to public. It's the same. Twitch can monetize VODs.
You can?
Yes.
What?
To enable VOD ads, go... Yes, so if they watch a previous VOD...
Yeah.
Ads will still play.
Oh, so it's probably this beneficial to make it public and for subscribers only.
Mm.
So maybe you can you pick and choose, or you have to be like all these are.
I think it's all.
Ah.
Yeah.
Dang, that'd be cool if I just left like.
Yeah.
Like the ones I don't know.
It was like watching and trying to study other people's like channels or whatever. Yeah. Most people do public. Only just a handful of like private. Yeah, like Valkyrie is public, Queso is public, Kaisenat's public.
From what I've seen, or I guess I just need to do more research, I saw that like they usually have it, the VODs are
for subscribers,
but then they also have a YouTube channel where it's free. So you can watch it, you can either sub or go watch it for free on YouTube.
Oh, I guess you could do either or.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have a VOD channel on YouTube?
I have my gaming channel.
Oh, is that where you upload?
Yeah, but it's like, it's not the whole VOD. It's just the gameplay of the VODs. So if you go to like Uncle Guava, it's just like all the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's super requested to have a YouTube VOD channel. Like all the chat is like, when's the VOD channel? When's the VOD channel? I'm like, oh, what? And I don't know. And they want it like fully uploaded, like not edited. They just want, and that's what JC does.
Oh, wow.
And he has he gets like over 1 million views a month on just these long 3 hour VODs every day.
I do too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So, oh, so you, but you don't upload the full thing?
Not the full thing.
How long? Like an hour still?
Like an hour. Of like gameplay, people still watch it.
Yeah,
like I did the what is it? I did some video, I think the Filipino Balut thing.
Yeah,
I uploaded it, got like 150,000 views on YouTube.
Filipino Balut is a game.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, it got 100,000 on YouTube.
150K views.
Dang! Yeah. What? Recently?
Yeah.
Oh. Like
a week ago.
That's good.
So that's the reason why I'm streaming. So it's basically what I'm doing in my regular day.
Yeah.
Except I'm just going live doing it.
Yeah.
I'm just like, how many gameplays can I kind of like push out? And then after that, when I'm done, I'll just chill with chat.
Yeah.
Play Dress to Impress, Fortnite, whatever they want to play. It's fun.
Nice. Yeah. I got to figure out what I want to do because I like my friend Danny. He's just kind of chill. It's like you're just going to hang out with your friend.
Mm-hmm.
In his room, and he just like playing music and just talking, and it's just cool. It's like when you're in high school and you sleep over at your friend's house, and then you guys just have like chill conversations.
Yeah,
that's what his stream seems like. So I was like, oh, I kind of want to go do that, but then also do some gaming for fun.
It's gonna take a while for us to find like our niche.
I wonder what we're gonna grow into.
I feel like what I want to do...
Because we're already different at the beginning.
Yeah.
Because you're mainly gaming, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I want to do... What I want to do is what I wanted to do when we broke up the first time.
Yeah.
When I wanted to start the gaming channel.
And then Guava,
like, dang, I had it. To, like, go like that way. I kind of want to double down and
see what could have happened.
What I wanted to do the first time.
Oh,
I'm happy where it went, though, but...
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just... want to see what it... could have been like on the other side of that spectrum.
Yeah, and now is your opportunity to see. Yeah. Like, what was over here? What if you get over there and you're like, dang, I'm glad I went that way.
Damn. Like,
this sucks.
The storm is pretty nice here. Let's go over there. I'm going to go to the complex over there. Alex has a cool one over there. Oh, nice horse.
Oh, yeah. That's okay, cool. Yeah, I'm excited to see. I want to see where we're both at 2026. Like, whoa. In the beginning, because that's 11 months.
Yeah.
When did we start? Like, or I think you started mid-January. I started end of January or something like that.
Yeah.
No, I started mid-January. You started early January.
The first week of January.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then I think it was the last week of January.
Yeah. I'll come back to, like, honestly, I want to see where we are in December.
Yeah.
That's a good, like, checkpoint.
Yeah. I want to see, too. I'm like, ooh.
Because I think I know what I want to do. I just have to... Okay, I might not stream today. I'm going to do more research. That's what I'm going to do.
No.
I haven't had time to just like sit down and like research.
And what's your schedule? Monday through Thursday, right?
I don't know.
Oh, you changed it again?
Yeah. I said, we're going to go stream like every Monday through Thursday from noon to like 6. And then on the text, I put 1 to like 5. I'm like, oh, I suck at promoting.
So I do the same thing. I keep switching. Like I'm doing something... On Friday, I'm playing Overcooked with the boys, but I was planning on playing Kingdom Hearts, and then I was gonna play Kingdom Hearts today, but then something came up, so it's like a big stream at 6 p.m. So I was like, dang it! So I had to move Kingdom Hearts, and now they want to play tomorrow, so I have to move Kingdom Hearts again. I'm like, the world is against me. Even chat's like, they don't care about Kingdom Hearts. It's so sad. That's all I want to do is play freaking Kingdom Hearts, and I can't.
Six months.
Yeah, 6 months. Let's see.
We're still learning.
I think 3 months. I think by April, we'll see at least like we'll have an idea of what we're at. We'll at least have a path. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, I'm gonna just keep going this way now.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, new adventures. It's very. Is that a beep beep? Someone beep beep?
Sound like a car.
Very familiar. I mean, this is very familiar. This situation we're in. Yeah. I'm like, oh, I feel like we've done this before.
Yeah.
It's just.
I feel like we've been here a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, cause when we did it with Wasabi, we just were like, whoa, that's what this. We were just having fun, and then we're like, it turned into something crazy.
Yep.
Then you went to Guava, then I stayed with Wasabi, and then I had to figure it out, and you had to figure it out.
Yeah, it's the same feeling.
I went vlogging.
I'm like,
You went Guava. So that's crazy. That's the same thing we're doing with streaming.
We're like,
starting at the same time again.
What do we do?
And we're both just going off. That's crazy.
Yeah. It's really a big circle. Life is life, dude.
How do you turn your brain off when you're, like, when I'm, like, Twitch, like, probably every 30 minutes, I pull out my phone and write something in my notes about streaming or working. Or
how do I turn my brain off for when?
When you're not working, you're not working. When I'm not working, I'm still thinking about working sometimes.
I don't know. Just force yourself not to think about work.
I think it's because when you're working, you're better at like actually working. When I'm working, I go off on little adventures in my head, and then I come back, and then I go off on adventures in my head, come back, and then I'm like, oh, so I don't get as much done.
We have different boxes, bro.
Yeah, we have different.
I'm a GameCube.
Yeah,
you're an invisible box.
Yeah, yeah. I think I just like you like to. You're like boom, focus. Mine's like kind of so. I don't know.
I don't know either. We just have different wirings of how we work.
I told Roy I was like, oh yeah, when I'm jogging, every like 10 minutes, I stop and write something about the podcast or something to talk about on the podcast on my phone. And he was like, you stop running? And I was like, he's like, why? I was like, because I'm not going to remember it. And he's like, I've never stopped to write something in my phone on a run.
That's why you blurted out that fact yesterday in Escape Room.
Yeah.
Because you're going to forget about
it. Yeah, I'm going to forget about
it.
Why?
Yeah. If you stream twice a day, it's good if there's a 3-hour break. What's the code, Alex? What's the code?
I feel like that's a really good thing to know, though.
That is. It is.
Because I've streamed twice in one day. I took an hour break in between. And I didn't know it was supposed to be longer. I would have adjusted it.
I wonder why.
Yeah. They said it's just because the alerts won't go out again. Oh. So if you go live and go off, there's going to be a bunch of alerts.
Yeah.
So the three-hour grace period.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's good to know.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, chat. What do you want us to talk about?
Yeah. Let us know.
Somebody said, what's Kingdom Hearts?
Carlos. Ah! Is it Carlos?
Carlos
Carla.
Sanchez said.
Yeah, Carlos.
Man.
Did you like Kingdom Hearts?
I loved Kingdom Hearts.
It was so good.
Yeah.
I feel like I bring it up now and people don't even know about it.
Dude, just play it, dude.
I am going to play it.
You know, Ludwig is just playing Pokemon.
Yeah. It's just things keep coming up. So I want to dedicate like a whole stream to it where I'm just playing my favorite game. But things keep coming up. Like this, the boys want to play and then the thing tonight.
I think you're going to have to wait on Kingdom Hearts for another 3 months.
Why?
So you can develop like you're an audience. And they're like, yo, all right, cool, Kingdom Hearts. We got for that. Let's get it.
Well, in 2026, the next Kingdom Hearts is coming out after like 20 years.
It's Kingdom Hearts. Time. It's 2025.
Yeah, but Kingdom Hearts 4. I mean, Kingdom Hearts 4 is coming out and everybody's going to be all on it. And then it's going to be popular. But the guy that was talking about it before... I just want to play Kingdom Hearts, okay? I just want to play Kingdom Hearts.
I'm going to try it and then see y'all chat response to it.
It probably won't do good, but I'll still play it one day. I gotta do a bunch of days for you and if one day for me. You,
they'll stick around.
Okay.
There we go.
Yeah.
The real ones will vibe.
What's been your favorite game you've played?
Honestly, all the Filipino horror ones have been fun.
I played Water Delivery, but it wasn't that scary.
It's the lore that matters.
What else? Is there like your favorite Filipino scary game?
Try the balut game. It's fun.
Okay.
You just sell balut.
That's it?
Yep.
And then just everybody.
There's like stuff happening, but.
Yeah, but balut is an aphrodisiac. So you just, there's a bunch of old men in your line. And you're like, here you go.
No, that's literally what happened.
Really?
Yeah.
No way. No way. Okay, I'll play that one day, but. I got to play Poppy's Playtime 4, too. I just finished number 3.
Oh, nice.
I think.
That's a long one, apparently.
It is. Oh, I didn't finish it, actually. I got halfway through it, but the next one is, like, 12 hours long, so I'm just going to skip it.
Which one?
Chapter 3 and 4 combined is, like, 12 hours.
Chapter 4 was 5 hours.
Oh, yeah. And then chapter
three is like 3 hours.
Well, that's minimum. It says 3 to like 5 hours and then 5 to like 7 hours.
Yeah.
And I'll probably be the longer end of that.
Oh, okay.
Because
okay.
I'm not a gamer yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just going to skip that because I want to play the new one.
The what? Puppies?
Four.
Yeah.
Now?
Apparently it sucks.
You didn't play it.
I did play it.
All of it?
I didn't play three.
No, I mean, the chapter three?
Chapter three, I skipped three.
Oh, why?
Because chapter four came out the day I wanted to play chapter three. I'm like, yeah. I'm going to play chapter four and be the first.
Yeah.
So I downloaded it.
But did you hear? I mean, you said one of them suck, or does one of the chapters suck?
Chapter four has like mixed reviews.
Oh, I'm just going to skip it.
Chapter four?
I'm going to do 1, 2, 3. Yeah.
No, play chapter four. It's new. It's relevant.
Wait.
Relevant.
So there's Poppy's Playtime 4, and then there's 4 chapters in it?
No, it's just Poppy's Playtime 4.
Oh, because I'm playing Poppy's 3, and there's 4 chapters in it, and I finished 1 and 2.
What?
Yeah, right?
No, Poppy's Playtime is Poppy's Playtime.
Yeah?
Uh-huh. And there's 4 chapters, and then Poppy's Playtime.
Oh, so I already have it. I thought it was 4 in each one, mm-mm, so Poppy's 1 has 4 chapters, Poppy's 2. Oh.
No.
Oh.
Yeah, it's just one game.
So Huggy Wuggy is one.
That's one.
And then the Pink Lady is two.
Two.
Oh.
And then three is.
Yeah, I didn't play three
yet. Okay, cool. Then you're on the third one.
Oh, and then there's four.
Then there's four.
Oh, I
then you're
really,
done.
Oh.
Yeah.
See? I'm learning. Yeah.
Would you like to try?
Yeah.
We also got some questions coming in.
Yay. From the stream?
Lily's 20th birthday. She's been watching you guys for 8 years.
8 years, Lily. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Lily.
20th? Wow, dang, that's college.
You old.
Holy.
You a grandma,
20 years
huh?
old.
Just like this? Wait, like this?
Yeah.
Oh, like this.
So, yeah.
Man, I hope Alex's foot fan's watching.
Oh, yeah. Where's the 10 gifted? This is...
Yeah,
this...
where's my 10 gifted at?
And you just leave it there for like 30 minutes to an hour. And your feet are just supposed to... That's I don't know. Someone just told me to do it.
Asked, whoa! Like, have your dreams recently?
I never remember them, but sometimes I only remember them if I tell somebody.
You know, they're making an AI machine.
Whoa, this is crazy.
That reads your mind so they can record your dreams.
Yeah.
You know how cool that'd be?
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Does it generate images?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like
I'm scared of my dreams.
Me too. I don't know if I want that.
Yeah, me either.
It shoots like rays in your brain while you sleep, and then it just kind of like. Projects.
Oh, that'd be weird. Yeah. I would not. I would feel. Yeah. I can't. It feels like jelly. I put my toes in jelly.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I'll just put it.
Oh,
on
you
my...
have two.
Yeah.
Oh.
I have two.
I thought you. Oh, I didn't know. That's crazy. Oh man, I don't know about the dream thing, man.
Yeah.
That's too scary because I don't. I can't control what happens. It's like when you take a lie detector.
Yeah.
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 It's like, I don't know what's going to pop up, especially if I know going to sleep.
Oh, I had a weird dream.
Whoa.
We were showering together.
Yeah.
Naked.
Oh, okay.
What's okay? I want to see what that.
Did
I was like, whoa, why are you, I guess we're sharing showers.
All right. This is, I guess we're getting spicy on this episode. This spicy.
I had a dream where I was showering next to my best friend naked. What does that mean? We'll find out.
Let's see.
Showering in a dream represents cleansing, renewal, yep. and emotional release. Being naked with a... Oh, here we go. Being naked with a best friend might suggest deep level of trust and comfort in relationship.
There you go.
It could indicate that you're in a phase where you're emotionally exposed or open with this person.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. It's not bad.
He trusts me to get yes. that spot on his back that he can't
yes.
reach.
See, I'm not gay.
Yeah.
I just trust you a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's see. Yeah, that's
I
it.
I feel like we're like, I think we're as close to gay as you can be without being gay.
I think so. Yes.
Because if we were like in Japan and there was like a hot spring and you know, they just jump in.
Yep.
I feel like if it was just us two, be like, all right. Just,
yeah, I'd be like, all right, cool.
Yeah, so, let's go
so
in.
What's happening? What yeah. are you going to eat today? Sushi? All
right. But cool. I feel like most American best friends would be like, oh, what? Oh,
yeah.
what? They're naked in there?
Comfortable.
It's all right. Just, we tied them together. It's fine.
We did tie them together, which yeah. is great. A lot of people should do that.
Oh, next time you come on the stream, I was thinking we could react to, because he already came on the stream and it was our first stream collab and we did freaking old wasabi. I want to do the new wasabi. Mm. I feel like that didn't get as much light as we were hoping, but it was good stuff.
It was very good
stuff. We tied our peepees together. We measured who could pee more. Mm. Did you win that?
Who could pee more? I did.
Oh, you did.
I pissed everywhere.
But I was close. I remember I was like catching up and everyone was like, oh, shit.
Oh, that was
we should
funny.
Do, yeah. I mean, there's so many things on there that we could do on the stream.
Mm-hmm.
If you ever feel like you're like, oh man, I kind of want to do like a old wasabi video, like back in the day, like years from now, you're going to be like, let me see what Alex got. Let me see what's in his head. Hey, you want to do a crazy podcast? What are you going to do? I'm like, yo, let's measure each other's. Like, okay, I'll be right there. No.
My would not be measurable. It's so like squishy.
Really?
Yes. No, I cannot do that. I cannot do a long. I don't know why.
Why are you so passionate about it?
I need more fiber.
You want that though.
I want that.
Yeah,
I
me
want
too.
The nice little like. Whoop.
You know, Papa Lemire, man, Alexis is my fiance's dad. He has formidable.
That's inspiring.
I'm telling you. I've told you this before. I'm gonna tell you again.
Okay.
I went in there one night after they were done in the shower or whatever in the bathroom. And so they have one bathroom, they go in, and then me and Alexis go in, and we like brush our teeth, do everything. And after, I guess, he forgot to flush, and I opened the toilet to pee, and I was like, whoa! It was like a freaking baby's arm.
Like this?
Yes.
Oh!
It was probably like this long, or I don't know how long it was, because the other end was sticking out of the water, but the other end was in the pipe. So I was like, dang, it could be this long, I don't know. But it was solid. Probably, maybe a little bit thicker than this.
That's a healthy bowel.
That's what I said. I was like, whoa. That's all I want in life.
I need that.
I want to do that.
That's a green flag.
Yeah, that's green flag for sure. So I was like, whoa, how's he do that? Because mine are not like that. Mine are just, you never know. It's a variety of situations.
Yeah,
it's a variety of shapes, a variety of consistencies.
It could be an orange. It could be this bottle here.
But you know what is crazy?
What?
By the end of the week when we go visit them, that's what mine look like. So I'm just eating whatever they're eating. Yeah.
Way.
I don't know what it is. Maybe it's because we drink.
Maybe it's a Boston water thing.
Well, they drink. When they drink, they can drink. So I was like, oh, okay. Maybe it's because of the drinking. I don't know what's happening.
Yeast?
Maybe.
Whoa.
But when I'm over there, yeah, it's just by the end of that, and then it goes away. And then I'm like, oh, it's like a unicorn. You see it sometimes. But it's mysterious and mischievous.
You want to measure each other's
I don't have one in the chamber.
Let's try.
You have one in the chamber?
Yeah.
We need a scale. Oh, we should weigh ourselves before.
Okay.
But we need the scales.
Let's go.